Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Love Truth, to the Love Truth Show. This is the host for today, Kim Williams. Happy New Year to all. A wonderful New Year. This is actually, we're going on week two, because this is the ninth. So I hope your week was beautiful, because I'll be back in school for at least a week. So, hope you're up, rise, and shine. Put a smile on your face, and just rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad in it. Psalms 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And for Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Again, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only, think about that, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Again, welcome to the Love Truth Show. I'd like to thank first my Lord and Savior for this opportunity to do prayer with y'all, for the students around the world. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio for their platform and Google for their platform for allowing me to do this. So welcome, welcome, welcome. The school bells is ringing. A school, maybe you're going to school, coming home from school, depends on where you at around the world. And I'm going to do our prayer, and our prayer is on, we're going to talk about wisdom and the power of a God. God loves you so much that he wants you to know that you have power. He wants you to know that he never leaves you, never forsakes you. He wants you to know that you can call on him, you can pray to him, you can seek his face and listen for him. If things may be hard, it depends where you're at around the world and your own personal life, but he's there for you. It's just right now, as we live in this time, in this ring, and this part of this, in this world, that we deal with so much. But as you're dealing with it, he will give you strength day by day, hour by hour, second by second, to make it through. Whatever it is you may be going through, he loves you. He loves you. He gives you strength. So I'm going to read from Jeremiah. That's what he says. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you should seek me and find me. And when you should search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, says the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations, from all the places where I had driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you again into a place which I caused you to be carried away captive. He will bring you back, no matter where you are around the world, no matter what you might be going through. When you seek God faith, he will draw you out of that situation. Sometimes it's an automatic instant. In our realm, it's already taking place in the supernatural. In our realm, in our where we at, it may be a process. Sometimes it happens instant in our own presence, in our own reality. Sometimes it's a process we have to go through, but we have to lean on him. Now our own understanding. He is God. He is powerful. He is love. And we just remember, it's everything is a process. Like you going to school is a process for you to learn what you need to learn to, not only to be able to pass that test and pass the next grade and get some of that knowledge, whatever it may be that you're studying, but it helps you, it gives you discipline. It helps you be able to understand or process stuff that you, God had given you the process. Maybe the next creator of a cure for some deadly disease, and you have the answer that God placing you to heal people. He is the healer, but he gave you the technique. He gave you his hand on this earth. Just think about that. You may be the next person to reach something beyond the computer age. You know, everything is electrons and neutrons and all this stuff beaming off of one another, right? So God may give you the answer for the next wild technology that's going to be a blessing to somebody, to give people hope, not steal, kill, and destroy, but give people hope. So we're going to go into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne, and we give you thanks and pray for this day. As for every young person on this phone, regardless of their age, God, we ask that you touch them, heal them from any type of sickening disease they may be dealing with, heal them from any abuse that they've been going through, have been going through. Heal them from being a bully. Heal them from being bullied. Get to protect them from seeing unseen problems, situations, and danger, God. We ask that you make them, give them traveling mercy, God. Give them a day of active learning where they hear, seek, and feel your presence and hear those things that you have placed in the instructor to teach, and give the instructor the ability to teach and willing to teach from a loving heart. All children, their presence, regardless of their language, regardless of their nationality, regardless of their belief, they whatever it is, give them the willing to teach. Let your love, your light shine through them, dear Father God, to shine into the students. Same thing reversed. Let the light shine through the student to reflect to their peers, to their instructors, to their parents, to their loved ones, dear God. We ask all households, regardless if they live in a tent or in the mansion, no matter where they're living at, God, whether they have a home or they're homeless, heal them, God. Protect them. We ask to draw them out of homeliness and to a place to call home. If they're in an orphanage place, we pray that you find them a home, God. We just ask you to protect the children, dear Jesus, and protect the heart of man and woman around the world who is about love, peace, and joy. With so much stuff going on in the world, let them know him. Feel your presence. We cry out to the hills where our help come from, God. And we call on the name above all names that you said come to you by. That you is God. You is Lord and Savior, redeemed. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We thank you for this new year, 2018. All power and glory belong to you, God, Jesus. Yes, belong to you. And we ask these things, all things, in your holy mighty name, dear Jesus. I like all my things to be prayer, eager to purpose, and purpose eager to power, and power eager to praise, and back to prayer, right? So when we pray, we have a person, my purpose, why we pray to you, dear Jesus. And that's to draw closer to you, to hear your prayerful will, to conquer this life we in, to rejoice in this life we have, to have life and more life more abundant, as you instruct us to have. It gives us power, it gives us hope, it gives us rejoicing. Allow us to rejoice. And give us praise in our voice and our action, our walk and our talk, which gives you praise as we lift up your name and shout to the hills, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Again, back into prayer. The cycle continue working peaceful joy and happiness. Power, prayer, a powerful prayer for the students to have much, much success. so they can have a praise report in their heart, soul, spirit, to share with the world, to share with you, to shout to the hill and say, thank you, Father God, for the state that you have made in my life. So, God, we ask these all things in your precious name. Love, peace, and joy for all the children. Let them hear your voice, seek your kingdom with all their heart, soul, spirit, and mind. Lean not on their own understanding, but lean and ask for your guidance. Even when things seem puzzled, God, let them say and believe in their heart that you will speak back to them, that they will hear from you in a way that is personal for them, designed for them, the way you designed for them to hear your word, your message. So when things seem foggy and confused, they know that you are there and they can feel your presence, they can hear your voice. I don't know who's on this call. Listen, God, I'm asking you, God, give every single person on this call who's tuned in, whether from here or from the archives, that they will hear your voice and seek your face and call on the mighty name of Jesus and be saved and know that you are there for them. I give you thanks and praise, God, for allowing me to do this prayer. Have your way. Children, have a victorious day in school. Remember, Jesus said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you should go and pray unto me, and I will hearken to you. Think about that. And you should seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. You know, he knows the thoughts he had towards you. All we got to do is sit there fast, seek him with our whole heart. And by our whole heart is believing that he's going to answer. Not in always our timing. Sometimes he answers and we don't realize it, can be so busy worrying about the stuff going on in the world and who like it, who dislike it, who for it, who not for it, and what's going on. When God's there, God created you. So you wouldn't be here if he didn't want you here. He wants you here. That's why he created you, to make a difference in all our lives. You have a purpose. And some of y'all know what your purpose is. Some of y'all might still don't know, understand. But just trust and believe he have a purpose for you. The purpose may come alight, come shining through you today. Maybe tomorrow, but don't cut it short. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. Don't forget, y'all, to get your vision boards out or put it in a notebook, something that you can see purpose over the world. Rather, just share for yourself. See, this is the vision board, things you want to have accomplished, ask God for, believe it. Put it somewhere so you're young that you know it's for you. Nobody ain't judging you. That's why I say, you want to share everything with everybody. Sometimes people judge you. You just work on that vision that God had planned for you and see it be executed victoriously. You have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. This is Kim Williams of the Love Truth Ministry Show. A wonderful day in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Because this is the day. This is the day that our Lord has made. I will rejoice. We will rejoice. And be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Cause this is the day that our Lord has made. Don't forget, every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, about 15 minutes, is the Love Truth Show during prayer time for the students, parents, administrators around the world. Take care.